rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1760. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to another wonderful episode of this show. Yeah, I'm in a silly mood, and excuse me for playing a little bit. I work hard as a coach. I work hard creating content for the podcast and for YouTube. It's a full day for me, and I'm punchy. And it's one of the reasons I decided to do an AMA today. Five questions. I'll let you listen to the show. I think you'll find it interesting stuff. And with that, let us just get going, okay? I thought I would do an AMA today and ask me anything because I've received a number of questions and I've been sorting them out into different categories. And I gotten to the point where I had five questions about interviewing. So I thought I would cover the five questions. Now, some of them involve after the interview, but that's okay. It still involves interviews in one way or another. And the first one, oh, by the way, if you're interested in my coaching, you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you saw this video. I just like knowing that my stuff has been helpful. And after we're connected, and you'll hear more about that at the end of the show. After we're connected, message me through LinkedIn. We'll set up a time to speak. So here's the first question. Ready? How long should I wait after the second interview? I'm assuming after the second interview to follow up. Now, you really shouldn't need to. And to explain why, at the end of the second interview, when they're asking you about questions, probably the last thing you should be asking them is, so give me a sense of your timeline for making a decision about next steps or about making an offer or what are your next steps? So that in this way, you know how they are going to proceed. Allowing yourself to be cast adrift like this in the ocean, waiting for the raft to show up, or the life preserver just doesn't make sense. So at the end of the interview, always ask, can you give me a sense of what your timeline is for next steps and what those steps might be? So that in this way, you know when you should be following up. If they say, we expect to have a decision by next Tuesday, great. Would it be okay if I followed up with you on Wednesday if I haven't heard back from you? Sure. Okay. So that's the way you should be handling it. Now, given that you haven't asked this question, you know, this has obviously gone on for a while. So I would contact them now just simply say, sorry, I'm not trying to be a pest, but I haven't heard from you for a while. And so I would just ask you when I might be able to hear about next steps or whether an offer is going to be extended. That's the easiest way to do it. You can do it by phone or email. Question number two. My recruiter said, good news. We are looking at an offer for you by the end of the week. Stay tuned. What does this mean? So let me crack the code. They're excited because they're smelling commission. So they're saying, good news. We're expecting an offer for you by the end of the week. I'll be in touch once I get it. That's really what it means. They're excited. They want to get you excited. And apparently you're not excitable. So the simplest thing is they're excited that you're getting an offer. They're trying to drum up your excitement. They want you to be thrilled about getting this offer. So that in this way, if the client lowballs you, by that I mean comes in with a lower number than what's been previously presented, they can feed in on the excitement and try and close you on the job. Question number three. What does it mean if a recruiter emails you asking for a time to chat after a phone interview? No simple answer to this one because, frankly, it can mean a number of things. One could be, if they were not involved with the process, they may want to debrief what took place on the phone interview. It may also mean that you did well and they want to schedule you for another one. And there are lots of variations, but those tend to be the two major things. If they weren't involved with the interview, they want to know what your impressions were and what took place. Kind of like a contingency recruiter might do with a job applicant. And again, the other thing is they have feedback and they want to schedule you for another meeting. Question number four, what should I expect from a final round interview with the VP of the department? Now, that's hard to answer because frankly, we don't know what kind of work you do. So I'm going to give you a couple of generic answers. Number one, it could be the pat on the head where they look you square in the eye and they talk with you about the work, confirm that you could do it, and try to do a character interview where they try to figure out if you have character or are a character. So that's one variation. In some types of work, the VP is just a glorified senior person who is as skilled and as technical as his or her staff. So they may want to give you the killer questions to see how you will stand up to that, as well as do all the other stuff. So it's hard to say without knowing the nature of the work that you do, but that's the general characteristics of that interview. After all, when you think of it from a VP's perspective, once you're hired, all they care about is that you do a good job and make them look good. After all, once you're on board, there are three ways they can hear about you. Number one, someone's calling them to praise you for, to compliment you about your performance, and they're calling them to tell them the good stuff about you. Number two is you've screwed up. You know, you've made mistakes, and it's a problem for this person. Number three is it's time to give you a review. So they clearly don't want the first one. So they're going to talk with you about expectations. They don't want the second one, so they're going to talk with you about expectations. The first one is the one that makes them look good because it's kind of like a parent. You know, a teacher calls up and says, you know, little Sally, little Ramesh, was very good in school today, and we wanted you to know. It makes them look good as a parent. Well, they're the parent for you in the workforce. So they want to be looking good, and time to give you a raise or a review. Hey, that's a neutral for them. Number five, last question. How long does it take after the final interview to receive an offer letter? Now, I'm going to give a U.S.-centric answer here. Because I don't know what it's like in all nations under all circumstances. So a U.S.-oriented answer. The short version is, have they made you the offer orally yet? Assuming that they have, normally you'll get the offer letter emailed to you within 24 to 48 hours. Some firms will FedEx it to you so that you have a printed out copy. But most firms these days will send a PDF to you under the premise that the file will be locked. You can't change the data in there. And they want to get you to sign off on this and send it back to them as quickly as possible. So once the offer has been orally extended and you have orally accepted it, they will send a written offer letter to you normally in 24 to 48 hours. The reason they want you to accept it orally is they don't want to take the time to have an admin print this out and fill in the fields for your name, address, phone number, what the numbers are, what the title is, etc. It's a waste of admin time. So they want you to orally accept the offer first before they send you the offer letters. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!